Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin Amun Aleph. The Gemara brings down Dor Sheben David Bo, the generation that Mashiach Ben David is going to arrive. A lot of simonim the Gemara brings down about what the Tekufa is going to look like. And one of the things the Gemara says over there is, V'ha'emes nederes, truth is going to be lacking. Shnema vatihi ha'emes nederes. They're going to be missing the emes. The Gemara brings down here a story. Rav Tavyumi, Zimna chodo ikloy lahu asra. He came to a city, v'kushta shemei. The name of the city was Kushta, truth. V'lahavi mishani b'dibar d'rayu. This city was very special that they never changed their words. The title that they were called truth is because they taka only had truth. No one ever died young, not at the proper time, in this city. One day, there was a guy who his wife was busy going through her hair. Chveis was knotted and looking for nits, whatever it was, she was going through her hair. So, Asoi Shivvasa, Torfa Adasha, a neighbor stopped by and knocked on the door, wanted to speak with her. Sover, so the husband thought, Lav Oirich Ara, it's really not proper to tell him what my wife is doing. So, Omar, he said, Lesa Hacha, she's not home. All of a sudden, Shchivu Le Tarte Benin. His two kids died. Also, Inchi, the Asra Lakamei, all the people of the city came to this family. Two kids died early. Amalei, my high, how's that possible? No one ever died in this city early. Amalehu, Hachi Avamaisis. He said over what happened, the story that happened. Amalei, Metusa, Minoch, like a promise that Puk Me Asrin, get out of our city. He was a newcomer to the place. Get out of here with your family. We don't want you to bring death to our community. And they threw him out of the city. This is what the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin. The Marshal's Masbid, this Gemara, to understand what this all means. Zok the Marshal, Chaisomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Rabbeinu Shalom seal is Emes. Uboy Kaimas Oilam, and the world that he created stands on truth. K'moy shekosuv b'tchilas masa habriyo, like we find in the Psukim, when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, bereshis bora elikim, soifei tevas, the last letters of bereshis bora elikim, is the words emes. Ubesoif habriyo, in the end of the day, the 6 days of creation, the last three words are Bora Lakim Lasois Soife Tevois Emes. Hari Hamishana Bidiburi, someone who doesn't say something that's truthful, he changes the words from what it is. Maharis Hachoisim Vikiyumish Alaylam. He's destroying the Rabbeinu Shalom seal and the continued existence of this world. Ubehepach Mishaloy Mishana Diburi, if you don't change your words and you're very honest, Humikayim atzmoi voilomoi. You're keeping the world going because somebody shall bring it with the seal of Hashem that he has in this creation. Shehi emes. V'hainu d'loy meis inish b'loy zimne. And that's what the Gemara there means. No one ever died early. Shehasheker hevi misa b'loy zman. Sheker brings the destruction and death in an untimely time, early before it's supposed to be. So we see here in the Gemara a Moiridika point, how emes is not just a good thing, it's a good midah, it's something that's on Hoga Taiva, a person should have truth. But rather, the Gemara is giving over a message that the foundation of this world is built on emes. It's really a Mishnah Avos in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, Rishim Gamliel Oimer. The world stands on three foundations, three pillars. Ala din, ala emes, ve'ala shalom. Emes is one of the pillars of the world. It's not just a good hanhaga and a proper thing that you're supposed to have, but it's a pillar and a root and a foundation of this world. Rabbeinu Yoina over here on this Mishnah explains. We talk about speaking truth. He says, "Afilu siper dvorim ba'alma, ein loy la'odim l'shaker." First, he's saying over a story. So many times in a story, you can exaggerate. Zokar ben Yoina, when we talk about emes, emes is even in a random story that you're saying over. Ha'odim margul l'shoyin l'dab b'shaker. If you allow, you say to say stories that are not precise, that are not exact detail, and you're marigold to speak sheker in them. Yovoy ledaber dvorim shel, even in daber dvorim shel ikur, even in something that's tachlis din, lo yuchaloy me'emes, you're not going to be so truthful. Kipiyu ha'medaber sheherigol shelot alav. Your routine is going to end up controlling you. And even in a random story, Zokar ben Yoina, a person has to be so emesdik in every detail that he's saying over. Tidua by the Briskas. I remember Rabbi Salvation, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, used to say over Maisa, used to say exactly who he heard it from, and say every little fine detail. It's known by that, by the Briska Mishpacha, how this is mamash, this mid of Emes, how even in stories, they were so detailed in every little prat of it. And the truth is, this is the tefillah. Every mother, Erev Shabbos, when she lights Shabbos Neiris, and she davens, she has a tefillah. This is mamash the tefillah that they daven. Zakeini legadel bonim v'nevonim. We have chachomim nevonim. Oyev Hashem yiri lekim anshei emes. One of the key points of having good children, you want children that have the mahus of what a yid is. It's not just chachomim oyev Hashem yiri lekim anshei emes. What defines a yid is this idea of being an ish emes. It's not just a tesefes milo, a good thing to have. It defines the yid, anshei emes. Yidin have to be people that are anshei emes. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, my days when I was growing up, he was from the Gedolei Ador, Manhigei Ador. He was known for his emes. Yaakov is known, Titin Emes the Yaakov, they say about him, that Mamash Ish Emes. There was a Maisa, Yaakov was known that he didn't eat gebrokst. Now, not eating gebrokst on Pesach means matzah that touches any near any water, is a chumrah, and Rabbi Yaakov was from Lithuania, from Litta. They didn't have that in Litta. They didn't have that akpada. People from Litta usually ate gebrokst. Rabbi Yaakov did not eat gebrokst. What was the pshat behind his mishpachas had hagad not to eat gebrokst? Once when he was a young bachar, so he was visiting a family and they invited him to sit down and eat. Now, he didn't feel that level of kashrus was on his standard that he could go sit down and eat. And it was Pesach when this story happened. But he didn't know how to back out from the stories. He said, "I don't eat gebrokst." The family obviously ate gebrokst. And he said, "I don't eat gebrokst." But Lamaisa, until that day, he did. So from that day on, when he said, "I don't eat gebrokst," he was mekabel himself, "I don't eat gebrokst." And for the rest of his life, he didn't eat gebrokst because he said out of his mouth, when he excused himself from eating with that family, "I don't eat gebrokst." So even though he was from a community from Litta where they didn't have this halaga, but he didn't eat gebrokst ever again. I saw a different story with Yaakov Kamenetsky. There was a shul that was having Achnasa Sefer Torah in Muncie, and they wanted Yaakov to join. So they were figuring out a schedule, when could Yaakov be there, which Sunday should they do it, that he could go ahead and be part of it. So they looked at his calendar and all that, and he figured out with them, and he committed to a certain Sunday to join Achnasa Sefer Torah. Lamaisa, this was like 2 months ago, whatever it was. And when it came closer, that Thursday, before the Achnasa Sefer Torah, his granddaughter became a kala. And she lived in Baltimore. And the Vort was going to be in Baltimore. So he's going to go for Shabbos and be there for the Vort Sunday. But Lamaisi, he committed to the Chas Sefer Torah. And he skipped the Simcha because he already said he's coming. Ish Emes. I am Mishpacha. And they were very into Mishpacha, the Kamenetskis in general. But how could he go back on his word? It wasn't possible. And Mela, he skipped the Simcha because Pasha, he couldn't retract on a word of Emes that he said. And you sure, Yaakov Kamenetsky said about himself. If you look, they asked him, this is printed in his book. Yaakov Kamenetsky lived to a very long life. He's close to 100 years old when he was Nifter. And they asked him once, why were you Zeichas Shariches Yomim? And what he said was, I never said sheker out of my mouth. This is what he said about himself. We have to realize the foundation of this world is built on the midah of emes. And yidden are anshei emes. Emes means not only not lahedya to lie, you know, people straight out lying. Of course we're not talking about that. But even to retract on something, that's also not emes. The Pelayoyitz Taka writes, Michlal midah sa emes, is la'ames dvar, to make sure your words stay true. Pain tzedek, love tzedek. You say yes, the yes remains a yes. You say no, the no remains a no. G'nai hadova lachsam edibur. It's a disgusting thing to retract on something you said. And therefore, l'chein yachshoiv ma'oi. The person has to use a lot of calculation. Koydim shi'yotidim ma'piv. Before you ever say something, think, im yuchol akayma, can I keep what I'm saying? Once you let it out of your mouth, it should be viewed in your eyes, as if you swore on it. That's how real your words have to be. You have to realize, sometimes, you know, people have no problem, you know, I said something, okay, I changed my mind. Change my mind is treif. Change my mind is sheker. If you said it, you said it. A person has to realize this is the midah of emes that the world's standing upon. The Pelayoyitz adds, and he says, Ros HaSheker, the terrible idea of having Sheker, is Ro Be'eni Lekim Ve'odam. By Hashem and people, Sheker is considered despicable. Kimishu Shakrin, if someone's a Shakrin, Nivze v'nimos. It's disgusting. Ugnai hadovel ayin kol. To everybody's eye, it's disgusting. And he writes, Afilu b'umas ha'ilam. Even in the goyish world, yesh nizharim ba'oid. Some people are so careful even by the goyim. La'am is divreim shalodav sheker. To make sure they're truthful, not to speak a lie. I don't know if it exists today, but definitely the Pelayoyitz's times. Even the goyim were careful of truth. And this is the Pasuk in Sefanya, in Perek Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk writes, She'eris Yisroel, means Klal Yisroel, the leftover of Klal Yisroel, hear us in Golos. Lo yasu avlo, v'lo yedabru kozov. We don't do an avlo to somebody, and we don't speak kozov. Kozov is not a typical lie. Kozov means, you tell a guy asks you, are you going to grocery today? And you don't have no plans of going, so you say no. And almost an hour later, you're hungry and you go to the grocery. You're a liar. What do you mean? At the time I said no, I didn't mean it. At that time I wasn't planning, now I decided to. But then you know it wasn't a no. And that's called speaking a lie of kazov. Kazov is even, you're not planning a lying, you know, it's indirectly. It was unintentional. But it was almost, at the end of the day, it was a lie, a checker. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky writes in Orchis Yosha from the Sefer Chassidim, a person who's very careful with his mouth, that even unintentionally he would never lie, his words are always truthful. Zok the Sefer Chassidim, Yiskayimul Kol Berchoisav. Everything that comes out of his mouth, the Rabbi Nishim will make sure that what you say comes true. K'moy Shehudizah, the same way you're careful, Shloim Shaker. The British is going to watch. If you say something, it's going to end up being true. And a person has a big power with his mouth. That's the brisk crucibles for Sion that we saw yesterday in the Sugya. But it applies like this too, that if you're a person that's 100% MS, then when you say things, your Rebbeinu will make sure it comes true. You give someone a bracha, it's going to happen. Because that's the power of your mouth if you're a truthful person. I saw from Talmud Ve'Elyon in Perek Beis, he writes, Mitvah Sheket Tirchot, we have to keep far from a lie and only have truth. He says, Kesed Yaseh, what should a person do? Im Oysa Odom Es Atzmoy Tzadik Uladaber Emes. If you make yourself into a tzadik that I only speak truth, Moisrum Loin Malach, Zot the Talmud of Elio, that a person, the Rebbeinu Shel will give you a malach. If you act with emes, you have a malach that's leading you in your life, taking care of you. That's the midah of emes. That if a person lives up to only having emes, Zot the Talmud of Elio, the Rebbeinu Shel gives you a malach to lead you through life, of taking care of all your things, b'derech tzadikim. I saw a Meridika Maisa. A Bitzik Zilberstein brought down this story that happened to Chazon Ish. There was Nebuch a Yid who wasn't able to pay his rent. And he was short every month on money, had a big family, and the landlord wanted to evict him. He's not getting his rent money, he wanted to throw him out. So he went into the Chazon Ish to talk to him and plead his case. He told the Chazon Ish, you know, I have a huge family. I try my best to pay the rent. I pay a lot of it, three quarters of it. But the full rent price, I just don't have the money. And literally, if I get evicted from my landlord, I'm going to be sleeping in the park with my family because we have nothing. What should I do? So the Chazon Ish responded that I really wish I had place in my apartment to take you in. I have no makam. But you should know that if you said and took the apartment with that rental price, and now you're not keeping your words, it's better to go sleep in the park with your family than not keep your word and pay your rent. And in Elo, this is all I can tell you. There's no hedder in the world that you shouldn't be paying your rent. So the guy left the Chazon Ish's house, and he accepted the psak from the Chazon Ish, and he packed up his stuff, and he moved out to the street. The Chazon Ish, someone told the Chazon Ish what happened. He heard about this. The Chazon Ish went ahead and told this person, you showed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that you're a person of emes, you have integrity, and you're not willing to live in the guy's apartment if he can't pay for it. He says, if you live like an ish emes, he says that no Shiloh Rebbeinu Shel is going to bench you, that you're going to be zaycha to walk down your children to the chuppah, and you'll have the financial means to even buy your children apartments. This is what the Chazon Ish told this man. Because you're living as an ish emes. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who knew the story at the time, he said, I followed this person the rest of his life. And so Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, I saw it all come true. This person had the means to marry his children and buy his kids apartments. Because the Chazon Ish was saying over this Yisoid, that if we live as Anshei Emes, it brings down the bracha and the malachim to take care of you. You know, this week, I don't know if you know the news, but unfortunately here in Lakewood there was a school that wasn't paying the teachers, and the official is going on for a few months already. So the teachers decided to strike, and they didn't show up one morning because they weren't getting paid for months. And the school, obviously the school owner, realized that morning the teachers didn't show up, and they sent out a message to the parents that pick up your children, 10 a.m. in the morning. They told all the parents, you have to pick up your children, there's no teachers today. We have to realize that, I hate to say it, but the teachers are right. A school promises teachers payment and they don't pay them? It's sheker. Where's the midah of emes? And the teachers are 100% right. It's lack of emes and lack of integrity for a school to expect teachers to come for free for months long. And the next day, Taka, everything changed around. The school, I think, must have been sold or something, because a different school took responsibility, the teachers came back, and there was obviously some deal. They had some deal that they got payments. But this is MS. We have to realize you have to live by truth. The person has to keep his word and keep to what he's doing. There's no such thing as backing off and backing out. It's unexcusable. And this is the famous story. The Gemara of Makis brings down Chavdalad Amal Aleph on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Doiver emes bilvava. You have to speak truth in your heart. The Gemara says, Kigoyin Rav Safra. What was the story of Safra? Says Rashi. Uvda hava the Rav Safra. Hoyolei chayfetz echol limkor. He had an item to sell. Uba'odim echol lefonov. Bishor shoy kari kriyishma. A person came to offer a price while he was saying kriyishma. And he said, give me the item for this price. Well, no, obviously Rav Safra didn't answer because he's reading kriyishma. So the person thought he's not happy with the $1,000 offer. So he went up to $2,000. And then he was still saying kriyishma. He didn't respond. And finally, he's offering him $2,500, let's say. Finally, when he finished kriyishma, Rav Safra told him, Tul hachevet, you can take the item for the original price because when you offered it, my mind, I was happy with that price. That's doiver emes bilvavoi. Although he could have got so much more money for the item. But in his heart, he knew he was happy with that price. And an ish emes is not going to go ahead and lie and take a higher price because it was offered. Emes has to become our metzius. It's not just something we're careful to try to speak the truth. It has to become our mahus of who we are. You have to become an ish emes. If we don't become an ish emes, we don't even know what's truth and what's not. We don't know where the emes is and where the sheker. The Tzahara fools us. You know, Chaim Kanievsky makes a Mayur Dekadiyuk. It was a famous story in the Gemara with Rav, Gemara in Yevamos. Rav's wife used to always make the opposite of what he wanted. One night he wanted chicken, that night she'll serve meat. And when he asked for meat, she'll serve chicken. That's what happened. As I state the Gemara, Rav Hakometzaro Devisu, his wife used to paint him. Always make the opposite of what he wanted. So the Gemara brings down, Ki Godal Chia Berei, when his son Chia got older and he used to serve his father, he realized what goes on. So Apichla, so he switched it around. When his father said he wants meat that night, he told his mother, give chicken. And then she would give the meat taka. So he fooled his mother and he was able to serve his father what he really wants. So Rav didn't chap. And Rav thought his wife all of a sudden got much better than she used to be. And he said, no, mommy didn't get better. I switched it around. I did the shtickle. So the Gemara says, Rav responded, this is what people say, that a son could enlighten the father. The son came with a chap, but the father didn't chap. But the Rav Lamaisa said, don't do it, because Lindu will shayna da b'sheker. You train yourself to speak sheker. So Chaim Kanievsky's bedayek. I don't understand. This is such a posh of the cheshbin. Rav got enlightened and his son taught him a trick. He didn't have to go ahead and do this on his own. But it doesn't mean it's the most simple thing. Everyone here is thinking it on their own. Zokam Chaim Kanievsky moiridik. Vitzorich loimar. De Rav hoyom mushrush kol kach midas ha-emes. Rav had such a deep midah of emes. His whole mahus was emes, but Ola b'daitoi klal she'ef shul shanis be'emes. It didn't even enter his mind this shtickle, this trick. Every time he asked for meat, he got chicken. Every time he got chicken, he got meat. It didn't even enter his mind just to switch it around to his wife. It was impossible. If I want chicken, I have to say it's chicken. If I want meat, I have to say meat. It was impossible. It didn't even dawn upon him. Only until the Yeridus Hadoris, the son Chia, the Heilige Reb Chia, who did this? Oh, I see a new shtickle, how I could have done it. But he said, don't do it. Because limdu l'shayna da'ab sheker, you're training yourself to talk lies, to talk sheker. Back upon him, you see a meridik yisoid, how emes has to become part of a mahus, has to become who we are. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, Nischayavnu al gidrei emes, it's the foundation of your being. The Yisoidei HaNefesh of who you are is built on emes. And that's part of our obligation to live up the truth. It's not about what you say and what you don't say. Even your whole lifestyle has to be truthful. A person has to know they have to live a life of emes. There can't be contradictions in my life. In the privacy of my home, in the privacy of my life, when no one knows anything, is everything I do consistent to what I believe and the way I present myself? We can't live with lies, even if it's not on the front and everybody knows about it. We have to live with MS in our privacy of our lives. There's a famous story. There was a professor in a college. He used to give health and science course. So one day he was talking about the lungs, and he was teaching the class how dangerous smoking is for your lungs. Secondhand smoke also, very dangerous for your lungs. And that afternoon, one of the students came out to the parking lot to get his car, and he sees the teacher sitting there smoking by his car. So he says, "My dear teacher, I don't understand. You're telling me how bad smoking is for the lungs, and here you are puffing a cigarette? What's going on?" So the teacher looked at his student, and he didn't understand. He said, "I don't understand. If I gave a course in math, I have to be a triangle? What do you want from my life? Like, I don't understand. I'm giving a course about the lungs." That's a life of sheker. An ish emes can't do that. You can't go ahead and teach about something and you don't live up to it. Contradictions. It's a life of sheker. And the Ramchal Taka writes, "Mi mishpat hachachomim lohoydeis ala emes." Part of being a chacham is to admit truth. It's part of the makings of a chacham. The makings of a yid, the makings of a chacham, is all with this foundation of emes. And the truth is, this is where Klal Yisrael comes together with the Rabbeinu Shalom and his Torah. Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kutcha brichu chadru. Klal Yisrael v'ayraisa the Torah v'kutcha brichu is chadru. Where is the chad of Klal Yisrael with the Torah and Hashem? It's the midah of emes, this foundation. The same way we say in davening many times, Torah say emes. In Birchas HaTorah, the end bracha, we say Teras Chemes. The Torah being Emes is part of the foundation of Torah, like we know Chesama of the Rebbeinu Shalom is Emes, and that's Klal Yisrael too. That's Yisrael v'ayraisav kutchabrichu chadhu. Our whole connection and dveikus with Hashem is all with that measurement, how Emes are you? How much in your life do you live a life of Emes? We're living in a world that there's no connection to truth whatsoever. There's so much sheker in the world. It even became a thing now to call fake news. News used to be emes, and now it's already a thing. It's fake news. It's already a terminology that we have. And unfortunately, if that's what's going on in the world, it must be on us. There's nothing we can do about it. It makes Ashpa on the Yid too. You know the famous pshat in Parshas Nosoi, where we talk about a Nazir, Ish Kiyaf Linnanet Nazir Lahazel Hashem. So Rashi brings down Chazal, why is Parshas Nazir next to Parshas Soita? One Parsha after the next. First goes Soita, then goes Nazir. Says Chazal, because Kolaroya Soita Bikulkula, if you see the Soita and her Kilkul, what happened to her, Yaza Atsunaya, and you have to become a Nazir. If wine can cause that to her, the Soita, to go be Mizame, oh, then you have to become a Nazir. So the famous question is, what do you mean, Fakert? If I saw the Soita, I see what goes on, I know what to be careful about. The guy who didn't see the Soita, he better become a Nazir. I who saw the Soita don't have to become a Nazir. And the first man said, no. If you saw the Soita, you got that ashpa of seeing that it's possible, so now you better be mechazik yourself in this inyan. You need the chizik because of what you saw. It's mashpia on you. So in today's world that we're living in, now more than ever, we need chizik in the midah of emes. If we're living in a society that everything is sheker, we need even more the midah of emes. You know, there's a new position in the government that they gave to Elon Musk. He's the one that's running it. It's called DOGE, D-O-G-E, a Department of Government Efficiency. And what he's uncovering blows your mind. He's going through all the things of where the government's money is being wasted. It's no wonder they had trillions of dollars in deficit. He's revealing, first of all, Social Security. He found over 11 million people that are still collecting Social Security, although they're over 120 years old. Now, do you know anybody over 120 years old? There are people that are dead in the grave over 120 years ago. Someone that they said is 369 years old and she's still getting Social Security. I don't think she's alive. Over 11 million people getting money from the government, collecting Social Security, that are over 120 years old. There's a major fraud going on. Another thing he found, over $100 billion in Medicare and Medicaid waste. $100 billion going to it. People that are not really getting things for medical and all that. We don't realize we're in a world of sheker, and that sheker creeps into the yid too. And the anche emes, the mahus of a yid, can become lost. And now more than ever, we have to mechazik in the middle of emes. You know, just the metzias of this world. You know, last Saturday, they freed 3 hostages in Israel. 3 hostages, 3 yidden get out. And this is part of the ceasefire deal. They got in return, they released 369 Palestinian prisoners. That's called a deal that the world's able to keep quiet about. 369 prisoners were released in exchange for 3 Israeli hostages. It's a false welt. The world is crazy. It's sheker. There's no truth whatsoever. And everybody's quiet about it. Everybody's able to tolerate it. No one's screaming about it. Rather, they're protesting Free Palestine. It's crazy out there. And if it makes a reshem on the yid doesn't know what's emes anymore. The Pel Yoyitz writes that it's writing this in regard to everything, but it's in regard to emes, it's even more true. He writes, Hayetzer Moira Mem Tes Ponim. It's a horror presents to every yid, in every area of Yeruchnius. Every area of Yeruchnius. He presents 49 different ways L'tayr es Asheretz, to make a Asheretz Tahar. We all know a Sheretz is Tameh. The Yetzer Hara could present 49 ideas how the Sheretz is Tahar. And that's in regard to all Inyanei Ruchnius. Everything that Yetzer Hara could present ways that maybe Taka'etz Mutter. And therefore, Zakta Pele Yoyet, when it comes to Ruchnius, Ha'etzah Hayyutzah Hi, the only way you could survive in your Ruchnius is l'kayim maimar hatana, to keep what the Tana told us, el binoscho al tishoin. The Tana brings down the pasuk, don't rely on your own bina, your own intellect. Don't make your own decisions in anything of ruchnius. Ze klal godo l'chol ha-toyra kula. V'kolshkei v'mili d'omayna, for sure when it comes to mamanus, where you're for sure going to be moira heta because you have so much negiyas to your maman. You have to go to a chacham, you have to go to your rabbeim, someone you can be miyayetz by, and let them, who's outside of it, see if the sheret is really tahar or the sheret is tameh. This is something that's so important. I want to show you an unbelievable, you want to see how crazy the world could go in being mitahar as sheretz. Here's an advertisement. It's literally on the streets. What it says is, if guns kill people, which means today we know the tremendous movement, the murder rate went up so bad, mass murders, school killings, all these things are crazy. So there were big movements against guns. So someone's advertising, if guns kill people, then pencils misspell words, cars drive drunk, and spoons make people fat. It's not the gun. That's what they're trying to advertise. This is being mitaher sheretz. And people can become so meshuggah that an advertiser can actually make it up onto the wall. This is the crazy world we live in. You can make a gun. A gun doesn't kill. If your spoon makes you fat and your pencil misspells your word, then a gun kills. But guns don't kill. What are you talking about? The sheretz is tahar. And this is the world we live in. And we have to realize, to keep your midah of emes, you have to fight for it. But otherwise, it's going to become lost. The pasuk in Tehillim writes, Sheker sonesi va'asaiva. It's not enough just to distance yourself from Sheker. But the pasuk in Tehillim says, Sheker sonesi. You have to hate Sheker. It has to be despicable to you. Something that's not truthful and honest. It's not enough just to distance. Midvash Sheker Tirchak. David HaMelech told us, sonesi, I hate it. Va'asaiva, it's an abomination for me. It's disgusting to me. You know, I saw from Yeruchim Zatzal. Yeruchim says, Munach etzli piska katana. I have a small little tzettel by me from the Kisve Yodois of the Alter von Kelm. It means he had a little paper that was written by the Alter von Kelm himself. What was it? What did it say? It says, L'gdoyle toiro v'anche maisa. Big people that are leaders. Yoisim asher rotza anti yoichis harosho b'rishosu levato toim Yisrael. Worse than what anti yoichis tried to do in getting rid of Torah by Klal Yisrael, his rishos, yuchal ha'odom ligroim b'tzedek v'tmimus b'l'shem shamayim. A yid, being very righteous, and sometimes even feeling l'shem shamayim, he could ruin things. If he veers off the derech ha'emes, sometimes with our negiyas, we could veer off the emes. You could be more destructive than Antiochus or Russia. This is what happens if we don't have emes. Mamish in our mahus and who we are, being an anche emes. You know, there's a famous saying, the grass is greener on the other side. And it's a terrible thing, you know, people always struggle with this, thinking elsewhere is always better, the grass is always greener over there, never being happy with what you have. I saw a saying, sometimes the grass is greener because it's thick. And it's such an emes hazach. The grass could be greener because it's fake. And it's a reality. I one time was driving down, Mamash, by over there at Princeton East Night. I was driving by someone's house, and Mamash, it was in the winter, that's why I noticed it. The green grass was so green, I realized it's fake. It's Matzias, it was fake grass. They put down a big carpet over the whole lawn. And that's many times you saw it. You think the grass is greener over there, but it's fake. That's the sheker of this belt. And as working on the midah of emes, has to become part of us to be an anche emes. All the contradictions in our lives, we have to live by emes. We have to get rid of those contradictions. And I saw brought down, Rabbi Chatzkel said over that in Kelm, they were very makbid. When a person has a pain and he has to krecht, oy, it hurts. A person would be very careful, only krechs until according to how much it really hurts. Unbelievable. That's what they were makbid in Kelm. Sometimes you have a little pain and you sound like you're dying. We can't say the galdita pela satan we learned yesterday. But the bottom line is, your krechs doesn't equal the pain. And this was a hakpada in the midah of emes that they lived up to in Kelm. You know, Mefarshim say, the famous pasuk, Yidal HaSeh Loshon Hara in someone, is the pasuk of Loisisa Shema Shov. That pasuk is the makor of Lashon Hara. And Mefarshim ask, I don't understand. Lashon Hara is only when you say something truthful. Otherwise called Maitzi Shemra. So Lashon Hara is when you're saying the truth about your friend Reuven. When you say something bad of the truth, that's Lashon Hara. And the pasuk is Loisisa Shema Shov, don't say a lie? How does that make sense? As I fracked him a farisha. You know what they answer? Says the Mefarshim, if you're talking about that one thing about your friend, and that's what you're saying Lashon Hara about him, you're not being emes. You're a liar. You're focusing on one area. That's Loisisa Shema Shov. To focus on one area of the guy and put him down and make fun of him, you're living sheker. Where's your MS? There's so much more to him. You're ignoring everything and picking on one thing. That Lashon Hara is Loisisa Shema Shov. Just want to end with a maisa. Maybe take a story that happened with the Megala Amukus. The big tzaddik Megala Amukus is buried in his city, and the Chevra Kadisha decided that no one is choshev enough to be buried next to the Megala Amukus. Megala Amukus, who's going to live up to his madrega? And they decided they're not selling the plot next to the Megala Amukus because no one can live up to who belongs there. Sometime later, someone moved into the city and he started asking the Chevra Kadisha if he could buy the plot in the Beis HaKfaris next to the Megala Amukus. And they constantly refused him. After a lot of pressure from a very long period of time, the guy in charge of the Chevra Kadisha decided, you know what? This guy's machen mimishige. Let me just take his money and tell him okay. Take his money, say okay, and Lamaiso, when he's nifter, we'll just bury him in the regular basic forest like we do for everybody, and his plot will be paid for already. That's what he decided. So, Kachava, Lamaiso, that guy was nifter that week. Literally, that week, all of a sudden, the guy was nifter. So, he didn't. The head of the competition didn't say anything, and they just did the regular kvura and buried him in the regular basic forest. We'll call this guy Nechvais Beryl. So Beryl was buried in the regular basic forest. That night, Beryl came to this head of a Chevra Kadisha in a dream. And he started mourning him. You buried me in not my proper spot. And the Chevra Kadisha ignored the dream, you know, went back to sleep. The next night, again, the same dream. And the third night again, after three nights, Beryl kept coming to him in a dream. So he went to the Rav of the Chevra Kadisha, the head of the Chevra Kadisha. I asked him, what should he do? And the Neshama keeps coming to him. And he told him what happened. So the Rav said, when the Neshama comes to you the next night, tell him, I'll make a Din Torah in my Beis Medrash. And he can join in the Din Torah. And we'll see what we paskin. So that night, Taka, Beryl came. And he responded to Beryl and told him that the Rav said, come to Din Torah. Sure enough, the next day, they put a machitza, and the Rav sat down with his dayanim, and behind the machitza, all of a sudden they saw it got lit up, and Taka, the neshama, showed up for the Din Torah. And they handled it with the person, the head of Chevra Kadisha, of his taina, that I didn't want to sell the lot, I didn't want to sell the plot, and no one's worthy to be buried there, and he drove me crazy, it's the only reason why I sold it, and I really mean it, and they handled the Din Torah. The Rav said, he told the Neshama, that if you, Taka, belong there, you're in Shemayim, you could bury yourself there. Sure enough, the next day, they came to the Beis HaKvaris, and they saw that someone was buried right there, next to the Megala Amukus. They realized that he actually buried himself there. And the sefer that brings down the story was bringing out, in the middle of Emes, he had 100% right, and Shemayim did it for him. Because the middle of Emes is so powerful, Emes sticks to Emes. It was so powerful. Obviously, it must have been a choshev yira as it is, if he had the ability to keep coming down and all that. But I'll upon him, the middle of Emes made sure that taka had happened so. We have to realize, if we chazik ourselves in the middle of Emes, like the pasuk brings down at Tehillim, miyalo b'har Hashem yokum mekayim kodshoi, neki chapayim loynos lashov, people that are emesdik are the ones that are yalo b'har Hashem, and those are the ones that are taka zoicha, that yisuf rochom eis Hashem, it's dokum l'kei yishoi.